chapter of the book of Acts. The ninth chapter of the book of Acts, beginning at verse 1. Hear ye the word of God. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And Saul fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And Saul said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul rose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. I want to talk to you briefly this morning. God can break Satan's grip. Will you just repeat this? God can break Satan's grip. On last Sunday, I talked to you from the theme, Just Do It. And what I was trying to convey, that there are things that we need to do, things that we need to get done, things that we need to accomplish that we have been putting off for years and sometimes days and weeks and months, but we need to just make up our minds and just go ahead and just do it. Somebody need to join Jesus. They've been talking about it. Somebody said they're going to do better in 2010. You need to go ahead and just do it. And one of the reasons why folks don't go ahead and just do what is in their hearts to do is because so many times that what you need to do or that what you want to do comes with a challenge. Sometimes it's not easy to do what you want to do. But you know, God can help you to do it. And so this morning, I want to follow up on that theme by saying God can break Satan's, amen, grip. You see, there are some things that the devil has a hold on folks. Can I get a witness? You see, there are some things that the devil has people bound. Can I get a witness? There are some things that we need to be set free from and deliver. How many of you know that God is a deliverer? How many of you know we serve a God that can deliver you? A God that can set you free. A God that can set you free from situation, even from people. You see, the Bible wants us to know that we serve a God that is not weak. I want to tell somebody, God is not weak. We don't serve a God that knows what you're going through and is unable to come to your rescue. It doesn't matter how long a situation may be. It doesn't matter how long the devil has a grip on you. Anybody know what I'm talking about when you're talking about Satan's grip? There are some things that have people in bondage. Talk to me now. There are some things that have people in prison. There are some things that stop people from moving ahead. There are some things that people are bound to, and the devil has a grip on them. Somebody hear me today. Alcohol, that's a grip, isn't what I'm right. Can I get witness? Drug addiction, that's a grip. Kind of get witness. Bad attitude, that's a grip. Insecurity, that's a grip. Arrogance, that's a grip. Kind of get witness. And only God can break it. Kind of get witness. Come to tell you, there are some things you can't do yourself. There are some things nobody can do but God. And I come to tell you, God can break some things up. Don't let nobody fool you. God can break some things up. How many of you know that he is also in the breaking business? Can I get a witness? There is no situation that the devil has more power than God. I come to tell somebody today, I don't care what you're going through, God can break it. Can I get a witness? I don't care what the situation may be, God can deliver. Is there anybody here today that can testify that had it not been for God on your side, when the devil had a grip on you and you did things that you knew you shouldn't do, or things that you looked like you had no control over, but one day God broke the grip? Can I get a witness? Somebody will say amen. I come to tell you today, you'll be surprised what God can do if you just let him. You'll be surprised how God can help you. Oh, I wish I had some time just to tell the story here, because I'm almost through here, but I just want to tell somebody that God can break it. Let not nobody be troubled today, because sometimes it looked like the enemy is going to win him. Sometimes it looked like the enemy has an advantage. Oh, I wish I had a witness. Looked like sometimes the enemy is in control. But what he doesn't understand, when God gets ready, when God decides to let the devil know who in charge and who is in control, God can break the devil's stronghold. And I come to tell somebody, the devil may have a grip on your finances, but I come to tell you, God can break it. Devil may have a grip on your health, but I come to tell you, God can break him. You've been searching and searching for a job, and every door seemed to be closed, but I come to tell you, God can break him. Come with me now as we walk to the 9th chapter of the book of Acts, lest I be can't witness, I'm moving too fast, but I want to tell you about a story about a man named Saul. Have you heard of him? The Bible said God changed his name from Saul to Paul. We read in the New Testament about the Apostle Paul, but what you need to know, how he was before the Lord changed his name. Can I get a witness? Somebody ought to say, you don't know me like I used to be. Can I get a witness? You don't know the old me because God broke Satan's grip. Can I get a witness? You see me now. I look all right. But one day I was all messed up. One day I was all tripped up. One day I was all mixed up. But one day I came to Jesus and he broke Satan's grip on me. Can I get a witness here? The Bible said that Saul was on his way to the road of Damascus. Can I tell the story? The Bible said he sent out threatenings to threaten the people of God, to persecute the Christians of God. And I come to tell you, don't you ever worry what the enemy is doing, because no weapon formed against you will ever prosper. The Bible said, can I get a witness here? The Bible said, Saul was on his way to Damascus to do some dirt. Can I get a witness? There are some people gonna try to do some dirt, gonna throw some dirt on you, gonna try to hurt you, gonna try to put some stumbling blocks in your way, gonna try to set some pitfalls in your way. But what they don't know is that God, he rules and super rules and holds the world in his hand. They don't know we serve a powerful God. We serve an almighty God. We serve a God that has power. A God that can go into Satan territory. Can I get a witness? I said, can I get a witness? Anybody know what I'm talking about? He can go where Satan is strong and break his grip. The Bible said Saul was on his way to do some harm to the people of God. And I stopped by him. Give me just a few more minutes. I stopped by him to tell you, don't you ever worry when you're trying to do what's right and pleasing him in the sight of God. Don't worry about your enemies, because the Bible says, fret not thyself, because of evildoers, because they will soon be cut down like the grass. The Bible said, can I get a witness? I wish I had a little bit more time. Wish I had a little more time to talk about this. The Bible said, he'll make your enemies your footstool. Is there anybody here know that God will? That God will. real. Build a fence all around you. God will. Oh, yes, he will.
God bless you. Bless you. God can break Satan's grip. Whatever you need that keeping you from going to the next plateau, the next level, whatever may be the hindrance, whatever may be the setback, or the difficulty, God got the power. You belong to God, not to the devil. And it's God that sees you through. Somebody ought to say amen. God can break the grip of hostility, the grip of confusion. Sometimes houses are so confused. No peace in the air. One thing after another. Sometimes it's so much confusion you don't even know what it is. Sometimes you can't even explain. All you know that there's no peace and no joy in the house. But God, what he did to Saul, he can do in your house. He can turn folks around. He can turn things around. And let me say this and I'll be through. God knows how to stop the devil. Somebody will say amen. I said God knows how to stop the devil. When the devil start messing with God's people, he making a move that he shouldn't make. Can I get a witness? When the devil start messing with you, he has gone just too far. And God can put him in his place. God can break Satan's grip. You ought to be glad to know that you belong to Jesus. Somebody else say, thank God. You are in the hands of God. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. Come on, give God a hand of praise. If you're here this morning, don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you try and you try and you try. And look like the harder you try, the further you get away, or the worse things become. Turn it over to Jesus. He can fix it. He can set it free. He can break the devil grip. How many of you know, can say here today, had it not been for God breaking the devil's grip in your life, you wouldn't have the joy that you have. Somebody ought to thank God. Because you see, sometimes you're worrying about what you're going through when you just need to pray to God to fix it. Sometimes you're trying to fix it yourself. You can't make your husband do right. His mother couldn't make him do right. Father couldn't make him do right. Granddad couldn't make him do right. Grandmom couldn't make him do right. Even the jails couldn't make him do right. And if all those couldn't make him do right, you know you can't make him do right. Matter of fact, you shouldn't have married him in the first place. That's number one. But God can break the devil's grip. Matter of fact, he can break your grip. Ain't no need you being attracted to stuff that pulls you down. You don't need to get all excited about folks who ain't about nothing. Y'all excuse my English. You dressing up, looking all nice. Got a good job, got good this and that, and you hang around with somebody going around looking like a bomb. And you look like you can't help yourself. You need some gripping broken. Let me hush my mouth here and let you out of here. Come and give God a hand of praise. Will somebody just thank God for one day setting you free? Thank God for changing your attitude. And y'all know what it means that one time you used to be so ornery, but now you're so sweet. That's because God got in you. When God gets in you, He'll give you a sweet spirit. Make you smile sometime. Sometimes folks come to church looking all mean. Put a smile on your face, honey. God been good to you. Thank Him for the joy. I need the old. I need thee. Let us stand. Every hour.